Hello. I'm actually sick with COVID. Can you believe it? Like, why is COVID still out? I'm just so irritated. But I hope everyone has been doing well. If I sound different, I have like a mic, so to make me sound more up close and personal. I really hate recording when I don't sound full of energy, but I got COVID, but I still got shit to say at the end of the day. Like, the show must go on. The show must go on. Like, I'm inside. I ain't bothering nobody. The show must go on. If you hear me, I'm drinking some kombucha because I feel like, what is happening? How did I get COVID? How did I get sick? Not missed oil of oregano. Honestly, though, I haven't been taking it. So, you still got to be disciplined and you got to handle business. But so much has changed. I feel like so Mercury was in retrograde. It was a lot of shit that was going on. Mercury was in retrograde, and then like normal life things, but this one may be long, or I may just break it down in two parts because at this point, I need to be keeping up with this shit as it comes. First of all, like I said, I hope everyone is doing well. I am sick. But we will get better. There's been a lot that's been happening. I feel like a lot of the lessons and stuff that I've been learning is, for one, your girl, empathy is on 1,000. I'm not gonna say I've never been an empathetic person, because I always like, I care, but to a certain extent, like I don't be having time for a lot of shit. Like, your problems is your problems. I got my own shit to worry about. But it's like now I've been so tapped into what everybody else be having going on. Like, I be getting emotional. It's just too much for me. Like, I'm just a girl. I'm not used to all of these feelings and emotions, and just my heart is wide open. I think too, everything happens for a reason because as a healer, as someone who is, my purpose is to serve the collective, you have to have empathy because empathy is putting yourself in someone else's shoes, pretty much. So, like, how can you be a healer? How can you be a guide if you're not empathetic towards others? You know what I mean? But it's like to a whole nother level. Like, it's so much to where I be having to take breaks from people. Like, just give me a second. When Ray J in the interview, Ray J was like, Ray J was like, give me a motherfucking minute. Like, I gotta get myself together. Like, that is real. Okay, give me a minute. Auntie is tired. But in the whole empathy field, I've learned that when I was going through what I was going through with the empathy situation, because it's been like so many, I've been trying to, like, what's the word? Dissect this whole empathy thing because why? What is this? I'm not used to these feelings, but I've learned. I was coming across a video, no, a quote on Pinterest, and it was talking about it just showed up, and it's so crazy how when I'm looking for something, whether consciously or subconsciously, the answer always reveals itself. And it said, empathy without boundaries is self-destruction, and that is so true. Like, you have to enforce boundaries. You have to take time for you. You have to make sure that if you are not in the space to serve anyone or to just pour into anyone or anything, take it. And if motherfuckers don't understand, that's on their ass. That's between them and whatever you punch their ass into. I'm just saying, I don't promote violence, but real shit. Hey. I don't know. Hey, okay, moving on. But yeah, empathy has been tearing me a new ass. But I've learned to enforce boundaries. I was in a crazy ass situation because I be feeling bad for people, and I went somewhere that I hadn't been just going. A lot of shit happened. It's just like, listen, you knew better. I'm glad that I got out with a slap on the wrist instead of something because it could have been way worse than it was, but I'm thankful. to my spiritual team, God, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Mother, I give you all the praise and the thanks and the honor because it could have been worse. Boundaries. You need boundaries. Another thing is, drastic change. I'm used to drastic change. I really should be because shit is always going down. But I feel like since I'm operating out of a new heart space, I handle these things very differently. Yeah, I handle these things very differently. It's not a lot that I'm able to really, it's not a lot of answers or insight that I have in regards to whatever is happening. I just feel like when it's things like this, it's very intentional. Like it's meant for me to surrender, release control, and just go with the flow, making sure that I am, my vessel is clear and clean so that any insight that's coming through is going to be clear and I know how to move and what to do. But as of right now, we are just waiting on the Lord, okay? Doing the best that I can, but waiting on the Lord as well. I feel like right now I'm just really focused on being in spaces that don't require so much from me. Like, life is not supposed to be hard. I'm not supposed to be putting so much of myself out there and just putting my neck on a chopping block. It's not supposed to be like that. And I'm not even gonna accept that. Like, I'm not accepting that. The things that I am fueling in this season of my life and beyond is purpose, things that are purposeful, things that pour into me in so many different ways, things that fuel my fire for real. Like anything else, it's not gonna work for me. Also, I've been working a lot on my just healing and becoming just a different, operating out of a different space. I've been using a lot of rose, a lot of like Damiana. I've been using a lot of what do you call it, yarrow for like emotional balance and just working on my magnetism and just being like that divine feminine energy. The ability to create and to produce and to nurture and to birth just new ideas and my desired reality. And I've been attracting a lot of people. It's been a lot of people, but it's been some people from the past and just not too long ago. My first boyfriend ever. Ever in life. I don't know if I spoke about him on here yet, but he reached out to me and he was like, oh my God, I never thought I was running to you again. So it was like a lot of lighthearted communication, you know, because that's that empathy. That's the shit I be talking about. Like just leave people where they at. But I feel like we were kids. We were in high school. I was in like, it must have been like the 9th grade, summer, 10th grade, something like that. But we were kids. I think it was 10th grade. But, you know, it wasn't really too much going on. It was something kind of short-lived, but it was enough for me to be like, nah, you know. But, it was a, you know, a date in question. You want to go on a date? And so I was like, okay, cool. You know, I'm off these days. Mind you, I'm not really a kind of person that's very, go out on a whim, just do shit, just to do shit, especially not now in this season of my life. Like, I'm too grown for that. I got to play a lot of things by ear. My discernment is, you know, I have to see what's going on, period. And if something doesn't feel right to me, I'm just not gonna do it. You know, conversation is conversation, but I knew, you know, I wasn't really, I didn't, nothing was sticking for me. Like it just felt like, what is this? What am I doing this for? What am I, why is this being rekindled? for what reason? So I just was, I was saying, hey, well, I'm off these days, I'm available these days, and and I like to eat this sushi. I love sushi, anything Asian, and I love it. So I like to eat this, and we can plan accordingly. Now, I was thinking to myself, I was gonna go. Like, if the Tuesday, Wednesday, those are not, that's when I'm available, I was gonna go. But one thing about it, one thing about my spiritual team, hey, not if it's not, it's not. And no matter how I can plan for something, but if it's not in agreement to what, to my highest good, it's not gonna be able to fly. Especially when I'm moving in integrity anyway. That's why it's important for me to make sure that I am moving with good intentions and making sure that my integrity and my righteousness is at 1,000 at all times, because everything is just gonna be aligned anyway. So Friday comes, right? This is a Friday. This is the Friday. This is not Tuesday or Wednesday, the days that I discussed. People talking about, well, I know you said Tuesday and Wednesday, but I'm thinking today, pretty much. I said, I'll, pretty much like I'll see, if I'm available, or I gotta see how things go on, and and we'll see. So it actually, when I got off work, this shit actually slipped my mind. I'm not gonna lie, 'cause I be having, I got a lot of other shit going on. Like, I'm planning things. I have a business. I'm trying to get things back together with that. Like, I'm finding things out. Like, it's not on the forefront of my mind, I'm not gonna lie. So I'm gonna read the text that I got. Okay, I screenshotted it. And I posted a story when I was laying in bed. It was like maybe like 9 something at night, right? Mind you, I didn't say nothing like, oh, I'm off, or, because I it slipped my mind, I'm gonna be real. And I got other shit to do. And honestly, this it's not Tuesday or Wednesday, like I said, this is Friday. Like, these are not my days. But anyway, it says, damn, you in bed and off work, and I ain't get no DM letting me know the update about what I asked, and you said I'll let you know. If that was the case, I would rather for you to go on and say no and not having me waste time. It's a possibility. When it's a possibility, whatever he's trying to say, it's a zero chance. If you don't fuck with me like that, just let that shit be known, but don't worry about it. Just forget about that offer asked. Let me tell you something about me. I didn't respond or nothing. I seen it, but something about me that I feel like I should just make clear, I will block you. I will block you mid conversation. I don't know if that's that Capricorn moon. Capricorns don't fucking play. Capricorns, a Capricorn ain't finna play with your ass. Capricorns are ruled by Saturn. Saturn is a, that's why everybody like, oh, Saturn turn, Saturn turn. It's damn near like Judgment Day. Capricorns don't play. As a Capricorn moon, I will block your ass and not give a fuck at all. Blocked immediately. Blocked on everything that you could possibly reach out to me on. Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? I just block. Like, this is what I be talking about. As a man, I feel like men, to me, I hold men to certain standards. Like, control yourself, for one. For one, control yourself. For two, like, this is lighthearted. And then he was saying stuff like, yeah, I was in love with you in high school. How was you in love with me when you cheated on me because I didn't have sex with you? Come on now. These are the things that I be talking about. I just said all that to say, just, I don't have time for nothing. Leave me alone. I'm not bothering nobody. Don't bother me. I don't have time for anything that's not in alignment with what I got going on, with my desired reality, with what I see fit for myself. And I don't do nothing or nobody. I don't bother people. My intentions are never ill or from a place of lack, or I don't operate in my lower impulses, not even when I'm off the liquor. Okay, so that should tell you a lot. Leave me alone. Okay, so we didn't make it to the Tuesday or Wednesday date, you know, and I get it. I'm not mad or nothing, but it's just like, control yourself, sir. So right now I have COVID. I'm actually in bed minding my business. I don't know what I have planned for today. But yeah. Shit has indeed hit the fan. And also, that's something I want to talk about. When things happen in my life that are like, may not be what I had planned for myself, because honestly, like, what's the point of planning, girl? Because your ways are not the Most High's ways. And I'm realizing that. Like, I don't know if I'm planning from a lack, a place of lack. And it's like, this ain't gonna hit because I have greater for you or what. But my plans just ain't been hitting lately. I just don't know. So I'm just done planning. Wherever the wind blows me, wherever the ocean flows me to or takes me, it's just, I don't have time. You know, I don't know if anything is going on astrologically, but I don't have time. I'm gonna have to rebrand this podcast because this is more like a diary. You know, I'm just talking about my life and what's going on, and hopefully it sheds light on you and what you got going on. I'm out of breath, you know, like, you know, COVID fuck with your respiratory system and all of that. Like, I just got a lot going on, but I had to say something. It's just been, I didn't want it to, you know how you have a whole lot of tabs on your phone? I need to clear some tabs. So the next time I will be voicing any of my other concerns or just talking about anything else, it will be from a clean slate. But I did have to say what I said. I love you all very much dearly. And the word of the day, the quote of the day is, the devil is in the details, and study wrong, study long. I don't know what that means, but it came on my spirit today. So, you know, hopefully you guys can decipher it better than I did. But the devil is in the details, and study long and study wrong. Okay? I love you guys. I pray that you guys reach the highest of heights, that you guys have all the abundance, the love, the wealth, the prosperity, everything that your heart desires that is in alignment with your highest good. It's a lot of things that our hearts desire that don't mean us a fuck thing. You know? And we lowball ourselves a lot, I feel like. But I pray that you get whatever it is that the good master has for you. Okay? Until next time, I love you very much. Yes.